Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And I think about this, and in December of 2013, the Lord spoke to me and began to speak to me about it takes 60 years for a strategic basic terrorist attack to take place. And I began to wonder, what does that really mean, and what took place? And I began to study what happened 60 years prior to that. And I think about Pastor John Kilpatrick's word when he said, the Lord told him, what was will be again. When you look back at 1967, when we get back from this break, you're going to be really surprised, because the very same thing that was happening in 1967 in that region is happening right now. Even the McCarthy type statements in here. And as a matter of fact, the FBI director Comey was asked, is this McCarthyism that's taking place, from one of the congressmen just this week? Well, here we are, you know, what was will be again, what the Lord told Pastor John Kilpatrick. And it's amazing when you start looking at what's taking place, because if you look at 1967, that's what we're going to look at today. And when the Lord first spoke to me about this, it was 1967 would have been the year. And with that, by the way, he told me something great, which I'm going to share towards the end of this program, what God said, how America is going to be victorious over this thing. But you got something's got to happen before you're victorious over it. You know, what is the thing coming against you? Well, 60 years ago, 1967, you were looking at General Joseph MacArthur, McCarthy, and they had the McCarthy hearings. And you're hearing today where, you know, people are speaking about, we got to be able to, you know, there's this underlying government, you know, this under government, that's
shadow government.
Shadow government, which is people that comes from previous administrations for years on back that are not for the Constitution, they're not for the country. They basically feel like reports are socialism is the thing to do, or communism, right. Or they look at Denmark and say, this is the happiest country. Like, it's 6 million people. You could fit that in part of New York. It's like a dinky country. And so, and we, you know, we're 300 plus million folks. And so, but there, and so what happened in 1967 is Joseph McCarthy began to stand up and saying, well, we got to purge the government. The people that are in the government, and I think about Rick Joyner too, because Rick Joyner got a word that people are going to be so upset with the federal government for what they allowed to happen. So back in 1967, communists reportedly were in the government, and they all said that they were. But they just said it was just too difficult to find them, is what the ultimate outcome was. And so he was saying, listen, for us to move on, we got to find out who's not for us in the government and remove them. So you had the McCarthy hearings that took place right there. And I think what's so interesting about the McCarthy hearings, you can find out a lot more about that. We'll be sharing that with you right there. So think about this. They are focused in Congress, specifically saying people who work for the federal government are against the president. They're against Congress. They're against the judiciary branch. They're trying to undermine the government. So we got to get them out. You're hearing continually, what are you hearing right now? You're hearing right now saying, well, Russia's trying to interfere with our elections, and they're interfering with European elections, and they're trying to undermine. Well, that's what they've always done. It's been happening all along. That's just the mechanism of communism. And so McCarthy was saying, we've got to get that out of there. We've got to get it out. To be able to have a country, we've got to get this out, these communists out of our country. Well, that's what's being said right now. The president is saying, we've got to get these folks out of the government who's not for America, who's not for the Constitution, who is not for freedom and capitalism and republic that we are.
The Constitution.
Yeah, the Constitution. And so you're looking at Comey, which is the FBI. This just happened. You know, Comey is standing before Congress right there, and they are talking to him about the McCarthy hearings. And that's what got the Lord. This is what's happening. That's what the Lord told me would be happening. And they're talking to him about investigating how Russia, the communists, interfered with America. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, they said they found no record of anything happening to our elections. No tally's been changed. Everybody says that's what it is. But one of the particular congressmen asked him, according to the New York Times, about McCarthyisms. This is the question they asked. Is the FBI director, Mr. James Comey, provided a rare moment of levity when asked if he believed the inquiry into Russia's meddling and possible connections to the Trump campaign was a form of McCarthyism. Hmm. Well, McCarthy was for, you know, I don't approve of his methodology, but he was for the country. He was for, you know, the Constitution and wanted things to move along. Well, you can't if somebody's rebelling against your you know, freedom. Communists is big government, and a republic is big people, small government. It's total opposite of each other. And so the big question they have in their mind right now, they have McCarthyism. They're talking about the very thing that took place right there. And you think, well, I was doing research right there, and then I found out, you know, that so what was will be again. And so this right here, this is Joseph General McCarthy talking to his attorney. You see him right here. And his attorney's Roy Cohen. So Roy Cohen's representing
General McCarthy
during these McCarthy hearings to rid the underlying government, the undergovernment, or whatever we call that.
The deep state, the shadow government.
The shadow government, to get it out. And so what was will be again. Well, then I looked a little bit more and I saw, well, goodness, Roy Cohen is President Donald Trump's attorney.
Yeah.
That's the same attorney that was there during 1967 in McCarthy's year. And the interesting thing, it's the communists and people that are not for the country that point at you and go, you're bad. Like, how could I be bad? I want God to be over our country. I want the Constitution to be held up. I want Supreme Court justices that will support and defend the Constitution. And what's wrong with that? And they actually attack you for that. And that's what they did to McCarthy during that time. And he did some terrible things as well. But, you know, reports are, of course, Donald Trump's well aware of Roy Cohen and his methodologies.
Oh, yes.
And obviously, McCarthy was getting instructions from Roy and how to do it. So this is like, man, this is like
full circle.
60 years later, right?
What was
will be again. And that's exactly what the Lord told Pastor John Kilpatrick of Churches of His, a Church of His Presence. We're not going to get a chance to go fully in that. We're going to make that available to you. But just like it was for Truman, it'll be for Trump. Just like Truman had generals, and God's going to gave President Trump generals to be able to defend Israel, to keep them in their land.
You know what's encouraging about all this is as I'm hearing you speak about this, is that the Lord told us prophetically.
Yeah. Yes.
And the thing is that God wants us to pay attention. He wants us to hear His voice, abide with Him. We don't have to be concerned or worried about the events that are going to unfold in life because we know it in advance.
Right. And that's what prophetic news is about. You know, God told us ahead of time this is happening. We prepared for it. We actually have it down where you can go back and even research it. We'll make it available to you. But and God does this so you can know that He's God.
Yeah.
You can go, wait a minute, He told me this 3 years ago. He told us this 2 years ago. And this is coming to pass.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.